Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
There's lots of photographs and commentary on Twitter and people getting in touch with us as well on the email at lunchtimelive@newstalk.com over the weekend about the situation in their own local areas and their own local public parks and people leaving bags of rubbish behind. If you want to get in touch with us, it's 1890 453 106. We'd love to hear what the situation is like in your county. Claire Kelly though is the coordinator of the Mount Marion Residents Association, their subcommittee on the environment. She's with us here on the programme. Claire, what's been the problem and the issue really in Deer Park in recent weeks?
Well,
you can hear us okay, Claire?
Can you hear me?
I can indeed, yeah. Yeah, carry on.
This is a problem, particularly since lockdown, that the parks, of course, are getting a huge amount of usage and that people are not bringing their rubbish home with them. There is no way that the council or their bins could keep up with the amount of rubbish that's been left. So we always did a monthly clean-up in Mount Marion, and we always had people who came out really early in the morning, like about 6:30 or 7, and they would gather up the rubbish and leave it beside the bins for the council to collect. But basically what we need is people to bring home their own rubbish.
So this isn't just this weekend, Claire. This is ongoing all over COVID.
No, all over, and I think it's the same everywhere. It has obviously got worse with the good weather because there are people partying in the parks. We've no problem with that, but we need them to bring their rubbish home with them.
And what kind of stuff are you talking about? Coffee cups and...
Yes, 80% of it. But even pre-COVID, would have been beverage containers. And now, of course, we've a lot more takeaway outlets who are providing the food and the drinks. Initially, it was particularly bad, but we got in touch with our councillors, who got in touch with the providers, and they are now making an effort to clear up around the area where the food and drinks are provided. But still, of course, they're bringing them into the parks and then they're just discarding them.
So it's not that there aren't bins. There's bins there.
There are bins. You could not have enough bins for the amount of rubbish that is collected. Just think of all the people that are coming now within the 5 kilometre radius to our park, Deer Park. The council couldn't keep up. They're doing their best. They have put in more collections. We would like more bins, but we really would like people to bring home their own rubbish.
Yeah, so there's a simple solution to this, really.
Absolutely. We always did. What we did recently was the Ontashka spring clean, which we always did in the month of April, whereby we get high-vis jackets sponsored by our local Super Value, and the children all get free ice creams sponsored by Ed's, our local news agent. And we got about 40 adults and maybe as many children out that day. Okay. And that was for a real deep thorough clean of the area, to go into the bushes and clean out properly. We can manage to do a superficial clean, but we got a deep clean, and we do that maybe twice a year.
And what kind of stuff do you find when you're doing that, Claire?
We get mostly beverages, mostly bottles, cans, cardboard, rubbish.
Yeah,
rubbish.
So, okay. Stay with us, Claire, because Brian Flynn is with us as well. Brian is from the Dunleary Tidy Towns. Is this a problem in Dunleary, Brian?
A big problem. We reformed a Tidy Towns group 15 months ago. We've grown from 10 people initially. We now have over 100 volunteers, and we regularly get every Saturday we have 50 people litter picking. In ages from 8 to 80 plus, we have a junior club. We have Gashka students with us as well. So, and every day we have individuals out cleaning. The following on your previous speaker, the problems are dreadful. The worst problems we have at the moment are the fast food outlets. People are taking from the well-known fast food outlets and they're moving down 100 metres to the seafront, and they are discarding everything all over the place. There's a huge amount of outdoor drinking and partying going on. There doesn't appear to be any police control whatsoever. Dog fouling is an epidemic along our piers. Cigarette butts along our main street, particularly near the Dart station, we collect thousands and thousands. Just recently, in the last few days, fly tipping of household rubbish occurs regularly. We now have on video one person dumping his household rubbish outside somebody. We think we know what it is. We contacted the police this morning and they advised us that if we catch him again, that they might do something.
Okay. So there's a lot of issues around litter and rubbish. So, Brian and Dún Laoghaire, it's not just, you know, the coffee cups and the drink containers and bottles and stuff, you know, along the pier over the weekend. I mean, there seems to be, obviously, it's a lot more ongoing then.
Absolutely. And following off your previous speaker, of course, people, if the council don't cause litter, the council who are doing a heroic job in picking up the litter are our volunteers. But a serious problem that we have in this country, there is literally almost no enforcement of our litter bylaws, of our storage and collection of household waste bylaws. All commercial premises are obliged under law to have a bin of their own outside their premises. They are also obliged under law to carry out a clean up of all litter within 100 metres of their premises on an hourly basis and at the start and close of businesses. A few businesses are doing that. We have very good support from a few of the local businesses. But by and large, this is not being enforced whatsoever by the council. The area of Dún Laoghaire has 6 litter wardens. We generally don't see them. We very seldom see them. But it would seem that an area the size of Dún Laoghaire Rathdown, one of the largest counties,
it's a very big area. Yeah. It is. And certainly, too, I was actually there in Dún Laoghaire over the weekend, because obviously now you're able to go, you know, beyond your 5K, and it's nice to get out and about. And, you know, I did see people going up to the bins and trying to put their coffee cups and their, you know, ice cream holders and that kind of stuff into the bin. But, you know, in many cases, the bin is full. But as you just mentioned there, Claire, like, the bins are being emptied by the council. It's just that with the amount of people out and about, you nearly couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah, so we need some imaginative solutions. For example, in Malahide and in our People's Park, there are temporary bins put out every weekend, bins that are much more easily accessible than what is called the big belly bins. The council is not in a position to put any of those in what the area to the right, the seafront area. So there's one area that is visited by hundreds of people. There is not a single bin. There is no bin at the entrance to the East Pier in Dún Laoghaire. We have asked the council repeatedly, and there are issues with the council, etc. But definitely, in this new outdoor culture that we're going to be living in for a long time,
and certainly Dún Laoghaire attracts, you know, a lot of people out. And would you have many people congregating out there as well, Brian, in recent days?
Absolutely. I mean, we have the Dart line, and we have 9 different bus routes coming into the town, as well as our locals and people who come by car, etc. Our town is welcomely invaded by lots of residents and tourists over the weekend. In fact, every day of the week, it's 7 days a week. The only thing that will keep the people out is when we really have really bad weather. But it is an enormous
problem. I'm sure you don't mind people coming out though and enjoying the pier and spending money and.
No, absolutely not. One of the objectives of Tidy Towns is to bring Dún Laoghaire Main Street back as a vibrant commercial centre. We welcome all of these people, but we need support from the council, support from the residents, support from local businesses, and above all, discipline from people and enforcement of our laws.
Gary has got in touch with us here as well on 53106. He says the tiny park in Gorey yesterday evening had a total of about 40 large bags of rubbish surrounding 3 bins, still a lot of litter. Another listener, what really annoys me is the fact that we go along the road that travels from the coast, and when the weather is nice, there's a lot of plastic bags. When we go for a walk, we just end up complaining. Tony in says he lives in Oranmore in Galway, and the rubbish and the partying is completely out of control. Walking to the village is horrendous, between dog poo and rubbish on the road and in the bushes. It's absolutely disgusting. Mary's on the line as well in Skerries. Mary, why did you contact the show?
Just on you had a thing on about litter, kind of, really.
Yeah.
It was one part of my thing. It was that there isn't enough. A new lovely new playground has opened over in the Mills and Skerries now. Packed with young kids, which is absolutely fabulous, and parents, it's great to see it spread out, you know, between Ardgillan and the Mills now on Red Island. We've 3 places our kids can go, And but I didn't see any bins provided for them. I didn't see any seating area for parents to sit down and relax while they watch their kids having fun. You know, I see an awful lot of dog fouling now as well, and people not picking up their dog litter, you know, and there's only one bin that I know of over at the mill that you can actually, well, you can put it in any bin, but one bin in particular you can put your dog poo into. You know, I think that should be more of that. Like, we've two beautiful parks over there that could be brilliant for families.
Yeah.
You know, if they were made more family friendly, we'll say, you know, that kind of a way. There's not, you know, there's a lot of young people obviously hanging around now. Where else can they go? They can only go to the park. Of course, they're going to have a can or a drink or something like that. I know they leave their rubbish behind them. I would be, you know, upset about that, kind of, that they don't pick it up. They're old enough to know now not to leave their rubbish around. But, like, you know, where else can they go, kind of? You know, they go to the beach, you know, they're not welcome probably down there drinking either. Not that I want them drinking on the beach either, but do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean, yeah.
There's nothing provided for young people, young teenagers. There's a skate park over at the mills as well they made. Like, the size of the park, they could have made it twice as big for them and really had a fabulous event place to go there over there. The same with the park, the children's playground. They could have made it twice as big and really kind of, you know, kids would love that. They're all crowded into this little area, kind of, and the parents are outside the gates, kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the money that they get in property tax and scary states, they should have fabulous places for people to go at the weekend.
Okay.
And really keep the money in the town. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean. No, I take your point. It's interesting, Claire. Just one of the things that struck me from chatting to both yourself and Brian and listening to Mary as well is kind of that community spirit that there seems to exist in so many of the in the towns and in the catchment areas. And I have more texts coming in here, people talking about Cork, messages as well coming in, people doing litter collections around Clare. Like, it's a kind of a nationwide problem, but local communities do seem to be coming together to try and address it.
It just needs someone to start it, and the council will support it. They'll provide the blue bags, they'll provide the pickers, they'll provide the gloves. When we started about 5 years ago, we had four people for a long time, and then it grew bigger and bigger, and now we would always have maybe 12 or 14 people every month, in addition to the people who collect every morning. Actually, it's one of the few things you can do in these times. We are socially distanced. You're out and about. You are meeting people and you're talking to people. It is much better to get out there and pick it up than to be complaining about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we work on the policy that if the place is kept clean, hopefully people will be less likely to litter it.
Well, I have another text in here from a listener who says, when I see people dumping rubbish or not putting their rubbish into a public bin, I always try to imagine what must their own houses be like as well. Are they just as dirty if they're willing to dump rubbish? Tom has got in contact to say, our young people are the dirtiest generation in history. It's not cool to be picking up after yourself. And Pat in Cork says he's just cruised through Macroom. There wasn't one scrap of litter. It's all about priorities and awareness. Sarah's also on the line in Athlone. Sarah, what's your situation?
Well, in our town in Athlone, the council have stopped, you know, they have taken the bins off the streets down near the river, so there's nowhere for anybody to put the rubbish when they're walking up and down, which is ridiculous. We need more bins instead of taking the ones that are there away. And even out the country, you see, you know, the weekend, you see all the supermarkets and McDonald's bags thrown all over the place. And where I live, like, we do a clean-up every so often, and the locals are out clean, but you're clearing up everybody else's rubbish that they dump from supermarkets and McDonald's, which is crazy.
I suppose it's probably up to people themselves, though, isn't it? Like, we were just chatting there to Claire and Brian about this, you know, personal responsibility. If there aren't bins, or if people are getting food or takeaways, just take the containers home, though. Is that the message there?
Well, I think in a town where you have loads of visitors, you know, and tourists in the area, you really need the bins.
And, like, Athlone has some lovely, you know, kind of walkways down through it
as well. They're spending a fortune doing up the centre of the town, you know, making it a one-way street. So it's kind of ridiculous having no bins.
Does that result in, is there much rubbish and litter being dumped then, so, Sarah, in the meantime?
Well, you see, the town is so quiet at the moment. Like,
of course,
they just had a thing in the paper last week that they were taking the bins away. So, like, you'll have a load of boats on the river. Where are they going to put the rubbish?
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, look, we'll try and find out from the local authority there in Westmeath what's the rationale for that. Thanks, Sarah, for getting in touch with us. This listener says Irish people and some new Irish are actually quite dirty and scruffy. Walking along the Royal Canal in Westmeath, there's no bins. People are camping out, fishing, leaving everything behind them. You would want to be a little bit better off and not walk along the canal, for instance. There's even so much dog dirt there too. Time to rerun the litter ads, according to this texter. You can keep them coming into us on 53106. We will be back after this. Oh, this is with regards to litter, because we were talking about litter on the programme just after 1 o'clock today and some of the problems with bins being left, just not emptied over the weekend, and people just not bringing their rubbish home with them when they're going into the public parks. Karen in Wexford says that possibly people littering our parks and beaches don't have bins at home, or they don't ever seem to use them. Shouldn't household bins be compulsory for everybody? This would help to make a huge difference. Gary has got in contact with us as well. Gary, what did you notice in Sandymount at the weekend?
I was there 2 days in a row and the evening, and it wasn't too bad the first day. The second day, their place was full of bin bags supplied by the council, which was a good thing. There wasn't much litter around, but there was like about 40 very large bin bags. Some of them were hanging from the spikes on the railings very close to the exits. There's bins close to the exits, but they were just surrounded by about 40 bags between the three exits.
So people are actually going out and they're picking up the rubbish, all right, and then they've nowhere to put it. Is that the problem?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's small parks, so they don't have to carry it far. They see the bins beside the exit and they put them there, but they're not being picked up frequently enough, I would imagine. If you've got 40 of those bags, they're a bit unsightly, right, but obviously it's a lot less unsightly than, lot better than having litter thrown around the park itself.
Yeah, yeah. You're saying in the region of about 40 of them, Gary?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you'd wonder, do people think maybe the council were going to be back in the morning and might collect them, but I suppose if that hasn't happened, we'll try and find out what the story is there. Gary, listen, thanks for getting in contact with us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. That's all.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.